With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. On Wall Street, it's been a mixed bag so far today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average continues to struggle, but the other major indexes, not so bad for them. The Dow right now is off by just about 381 points, but the high-tech NASDAQ holding in positive territory, up by just about 40 at this hour. With the funds dwindling, the administration pushing Congress to restore funding for the Department of Homeland Security.
The White House is warning Congress that funds to pay Department of Homeland Security personnel will soon run out. The Office of Management and Budget says in a memo that failure to pass legislation could spark new threats of airport disruptions and national security concerns. The House has come to a standstill as Speaker Mike Johnson and Republican lawmakers are tangled over various issues, including the Homeland Security funds. The memo could help the GOP leader pressure lawmakers to act. It says funding that President Donald Trump tapped to pay workers through executive actions will be exhausted by May. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Testifying before the House Armed Services Committee today, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says lawmakers should not be criticizing the war with Iran.
The biggest challenge, the biggest adversary we face at this point are the reckless, feckless, and defeatist words of congressional Democrats and some Republicans.
The ranking member, Democrat Adam Smith, on the panel said that the administration does not appear to have a realistic sense of what's going to happen with Iran.
Wish fulfillment is not really a strategy. I mean, maybe the president thinks he's doing some sort of Jedi mind trick and can tell Iran, you will give up your nuclear weapons, and they automatically will, but that's not working. So what we need to hear today is what is going to work.
And this is SRN News. Young Americans began to weigh in on marriage and family.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds 78% of Generation Z and 73% of millennials say they want to get married someday, but not today. Despite their aspirations, young adults are getting married later and later in life, or not at all. The survey also reveals most young people do not connect marriage with child rearing. A majority see no reason to have kids after getting married, nor do they see a problem with having children without marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
Police in Toronto are investigating a pair of incidents that have rattled the city's Jewish community. In one case, a man punched a father who was taking his son to worship services outside a synagogue. In the other, somebody broke a window in a store in Toronto's predominantly Jewish quarter. The United Jewish Appeal says, quote, as these incidents become more normalized, they erode public safety and our way of life as Canadians. This cannot be tolerated. This is SRN News. If you can't manage to visit the original Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, you might find a dead ringer nearby.
For a 1950 bond drive, the Treasury Department commissioned replicas for each U.S. state and several territories. The replicas have become a fascination for bell hunters like Tom Campbell of Colorado. He stumbled upon his first replica in Denver in the late 90s, sparking a quest to visit them all. The replicas cast in France weigh the same as the original and even have faux cracks. Many suffer neglect, but some are being restored for America's 250th anniversary. Rich Thomason reporting.
And on Wall Street, it's a mixed bag right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average continues to take a pounding. It's down now by almost 380 points, but the NASDAQ continues to hold its own. It's up by about 40. The S&P 500 right now down about 25. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.